Paul Temple Intervenes, a new serial play by Francis Durbridge, produced by Martin C. Webster. Episode 5, Paul Temple Keeps an Appointment.
Paul Temple, a celebrated novelist and private detective, is investigating a series of murders committed by a notorious criminal known as the Marquis. One evening, Paul Temple and his wife, Steve, visit Greensea House, the country residence of Sir Felix Raeburn. When they arrive at the house, they find, to their surprise, that it's deserted. The front door is partly open, however, so both Paul and Steve enter.
Paul, don't you think we ought to go back to Sir Graham?
Yes, all right. Just have a look in here first.
Well?
It's empty. Looks like the library.
Full of detective novels, I suppose.
I expect so.
Oh, don't do that, darling. You made me jump.
Why, what do you mean?
You touched my hand. Look, Paul, don't you think it would be far better if we went...
Steve, what are you talking about? I didn't touch your hand. I was standing over here.
Silly, when... darling. You're touching it now. What? What?
Don't move. Don't move.
What is it? Paul, what is it? What are you staring at?
Don't move. Don't move, Steve. Just by your left hand, there's a snake. Don't move. For God's sake, don't move.
Darling, don't be too long.
What on earth?
Why, it's Tina, Sir Felix. Look.
God bless my soul. It's all right, Mrs. Temple. She's quite harmless. Come along, Tina. Hey, quite harmless. Poor Tina.
Oh, poor.
All right, darling.
Tina, you naughty girl.
Well, I think we better have some light.
Now, come along, Tina. Come along, you naughty girl. Now, however, did you get in here?
Well, I'm afraid I opened that door. You see, I thought perhaps...
Oh, you shouldn't have done that, Mr. Temple. I keep a lot of pets, you know. Most of them quite harmless, but perhaps a little unusual.
Unusual?
I'm so sorry if Tina frightened you. Actually, you know, I expect she was just as frightened herself. She's very sensitive. Oh, dear, dear. You must think me quite a character. I'm a zoologist as well as an Egyptologist, Mr. Temple, so that accounts for my strange collection of friends.
Strange collection of friends? Oh, the snake.
Yeah. Mr. Temple, forgive me, but how did you manage to get into the house?
Well, I'm afraid it was rather presumptuous of us, Sir Felix, but you see, the front door was partly open, and we...
Open the front door? Are you sure?
But of course.
Oh, extraordinary. But I don't see how it could have been opened. I mean...
Have you been away from the house for very long?
Yes, it must have been an hour and a half. After we left you at the inn, Mrs. Temple, Mrs. Clarence and I, came straight back here. And then we went on to Ferndale Court, Lord Breckton's place. It's about half a mile away. Yes, we left there at about 15 or 20 minutes ago.
I suppose Lord Breckton could verify that.
Of course he could verify it, if you consider it necessary, Mr. Temple.
Well, it may be necessary.
And what do you mean, sir?
Paul, what are you looking at?
Good gracious, that's blood. Yeah, the bottom of the door. How on earth did... Yeah, look, it leads right to the front door.
Yes, it does. Sir Felix, now let's be quite honest with one another. What does that suggest to you?
Mm-hmm. Looks to me as if someone had been hurt, badly hurt.
Yes, and then taken through the front door and out of the house.
Yes.
Did you take anyone out of the house tonight, Sir Felix?
Hmm? No. I assure you that I didn't. I swear.
Oh, Sir Felix!
But my dear Mrs. Clarence, what on earth is the matter?
No, Sir Felix, I'm seeing to the curtains in the drawing room.
Take your time. Take your time now, Mrs. Clarence.
Oh, I must be seeing things. It can't be true.
You were saying that you were seeing to the curtains in the drawing room.
Yes, and I happened to look through the window. It's moonlight now. And, Sir Felix, there's someone in the shrubbery. You can see him. He looks as if he's...
All right, come along, Sir Felix. Take care of Mrs. Clarence, will you, Steve? We shan't be long.
Now, sit down, Mrs. Clarence.
I don't see anyone. She must have been mistaken. Surely Mrs. Clarence must have been mistaken.
No, she wasn't mistaken. I'm sure of that.
Well, if Mrs. Clarence could see him from the drawing room window, I fail to see
what... Look. Huh? Oh.
Oh, poor fellow. Is he dead?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
You ever seen this man before, Sir Felix?
No, I haven't. Honestly, Mr. Temple, I swear to you, I've never seen him in my life before. Never.
Chap.
Who is he? Do you know?
Yes, I know. He's the young man who told us about Kellaway Manor, Sir Felix. And his name is Derek Slater.
Well, I can't see your point of view, Temple. I'm darned if I can. After all, this isn't one of your detective novels, you know. It doesn't necessarily mean that because suspicion falls on Sir Felix Raeburn, he's automatically innocent. I have given this matter a great deal of thought. A great deal. And it's my contention that Sir Felix Raeburn is the Marquis.
Then why don't you arrest him, Sir Graham?
I've already done so.
You've what?
I sent Bradley down to Bevensey first thing this morning. He's got a warrant. Technically, I'm arresting Sir Felix for the murder of Derek Slater.
For the murder of Derek Slater?
Yes. Whether he's the Marquis or not, you're not going to tell me he didn't murder Derek Slater.
He murdered Slater, all right. There's nothing more certain.
Really, Ross? Tell me, what makes you think so?
Oh, now come, Mr. Temple. In the first place, after you and Sir Graham left Kellaway Manor, Superintendent Bradley and I, together with Slater and the rest of our men, made a search of the wood. We discovered the firehouse. It was deserted.
Yes, we already know that.
But we lost Slater. First, we thought he'd got the wind up and gone back to town. What actually happened, however, is pretty obvious.
Well, supposing you tell us what actually happened.
Well, Mr. Temple, in my opinion, Sir Felix Raeburn was in the powerhouse. After that mine went off, he made a dash for it and, by sheer accident, bumped into Slater. He knocked Slater out and then took him back to Greensea House. Kept him in the house until it got dark, and then, together with Mrs. Clarence, they took him outside and dumped him in the shrubbery. It's my contention they were actually doing this when you and Mrs. Temple arrived at the house.
Mm. I agree, Ross. I agree 100%.
You see, sir, it fits together like a jigsaw puzzle. Now, for instance, when you and Mrs. Temple arrived at the house, the door was open. Now, if Sir Felix and Mrs. Clarence were just at the back of the house, as I suspect, then they'd leave the door open. The more or less natural thing to do.
Yes, but just a minute, Ross. We've checked up on the alibi. Both Sir Felix and Mrs. Clarence were at Lord Brickton's place until 7:30.
Well, sir, that doesn't mean...
Might I suggest an alternative theory? Supposing Ross is right, Sir Graham, and that the person who left the powerhouse bumped into Slater and knocked him out. Mm-hmm. But just suppose that... Well, that person wasn't Sir Felix, but, well, was somebody else. Really? Someone who wanted to throw suspicion, or shall we say continue to throw suspicion, on to Raeburn.
Yes, go on.
Well, now, they'd taken Slater to Greensea House. When they found the house empty, Sir Felix and Mrs. Clarence being at Lord Brecton's, they opened the front door with a pass key and dumped Slater in the hall.
He wasn't found in the hall. He was found in the shrubbery.
Of course he was. But you see, let us suppose that when Slater was left at Greensea House, he wasn't dead.
Eh?
He got up, you see, opened the front door, instinctively left it open, and then staggered out into the drive. It was getting dark, and poor devil was frightened. He made his way round to the back of the house and fell into the shrubbery.
It's an interesting theory.
And you expect us to believe, Mr. Temple, that this person, the man who left the Parr house, the man who knocked out Slater, had, by sheer coincidence, a pass key to Sir Felix's house? That's stretching the imagination too far, Mr.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
There's only one person with a key to Greensea House, and that's Sir Felix himself. And it was Sir Felix himself who murdered Slater and dumped him in the shrubbery. Of that I'm absolutely convinced.
Well, I'm delighted to hear you say that, Inspector. There's nothing I like better than to hear a man say he's absolutely convinced about something.
Well.
So Sir Felix left the powerhouse, bumped into Slater, knocked him out, and instead of leaving him in the wood, took him all the way back to Greensea House and more or less dumped him in front of his own front door. Well, well, well.
Yes, Sergeant?
I beg your pardon, sir. Mr. Story is here, sir. He'd like to see Mr. Temple.
All right, Sergeant. Show him in, will you?
Mr. Story, sir.
Oh, hello, Story.
Oh, hello, Sir Graham. Hello. I do hope I'm not making a nuisance of myself.
Not at all.
Oh, morning, Inspector.
Oh, you're looking very much better, Story.
Oh, I am much better, thanks.
Good.
Oh, no, please don't go, Inspector.
I gather you wanted to have a word with Temple.
Oh, no, not only with Temple. I did try and get you on the phone, Temple, but your man said you were at Scotland Yard, so I thought... Well, look, I think perhaps you'd better read this letter. That'll explain the reason for my visit.
Oh, thank you. The Honourable Charles Surfdane, 794B Park Lane. Dear sir, I have in my possession four letters which were written by you to Miss Lorraine Curtis on August the 7th, 10th, 14th, and 17th of last year. It is my opinion that these letters are worth precisely £7,000, and I would suggest, therefore, that you take the necessary steps to secure this amount. Having done so, put the money in a small leather suitcase and hand it over to a young lady who will meet you at the Argyle Street entrance of the Oxford Circus Tube Station tomorrow evening at 6:30. It is imperative that you carry out these instructions personally. The Marquis.
The Honourable Charles Surfdane.
When did he get this letter?
Yesterday morning. He was in a dreadful state, poor fellow. He didn't know what to do. Out of desperation, he came to me.
Why? Why didn't he come to Scotland Yard?
Oh, well, because he was frightened. The very thought of a scandal has nearly given the poor boy heart failure. You see, Charles and I were at Oxford together and... Well, what's the matter?
What are you looking at, Temple?
I'm looking at the postmark. Apparently the letter was posted in Wimbledon.
Wimbledon? That's my part of the world. Look, well, if the blighter's living on my doorstep.
Yes.
When are you seeing Surfdane again?
Oh, this morning, Sir Graham. We're lunching together.
Tell him not to worry, but to do exactly as the letter says. Doesn't matter about the 7,000, he can use an empty suitcase. But he must meet that girl. That's absolutely essential. You understand the story?
Yes, Sir Graham.
Now, Ross, as far as we're concerned, our best plan is for you and Bradley to...
Oh, hello, Bradley.
Hello, Mr. Temple.
You've been quick, Bradley. Why?
What is it? Something wrong?
Sir Felix Raeburn and Mrs. Clarence left Bevensey by car shortly after 9 o'clock this morning. Just outside Barking, the car skidded. And by an absolute miracle, Mrs. Clarence escaped with just a shaking.
And Sir Felix?
Sir Felix is dead.
Dead?
Dead.
I don't believe it.
Who identified the body?
I did, Sir Graham.
Sir Felix was 69.
Didn't you, darling? Pass me my jacket, darling, will you?
Here you are. Paul, do you think that it really was an accident, or...
Oh, yeah. It was an accident, all right. Oh, I say, is that clock right?
About 5 minutes fast.
Oh, we haven't too much time. You know, I think perhaps...
Look here, darling. What's all the fuss about, and where are we going? We don't usually go out at this time of night.
No, we don't, do we, darling? That'll make a nice change. Come in.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Oh, what is it, Price?
Sir Graham Forbes has called, sir. He's in the drawing room.
Oh, thank you. All right, come along, Steve.
Is this dress all right?
Is it what?
Oh, devastating.
Pig.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Sir Graham.
Oh, are you two going out?
Yes. Well, what happened?
Not a thing happened.
Did the Honourable Charles Surfdane turn up?
Oh, yes, he turned up all right, complete in suitcase. He waited almost an hour for the girl.
Oh, but she never showed up.
No. And you know what I think, Temple? I think that proves without any shadow of doubt that Sir Felix Raeburn was the Marquis.
Well, if Sir Felix was the Marquis, your troubles are over, Sir Graham.
Jack, she is here, sir.
Oh, thank you. We shan't be a minute, Price. Can we give you a lift to Graham?
No, no, I've got the car. I say, Temple.
Hmm?
I say, where on earth are you two going anyway?
You'd be surprised, Sir Graham. By Timothy, you'd be surprised. By Timothy, Steve. Now, do be patient.
You seem to have been traveling for hours.
No, darling, 35 minutes. That's all, 35 minutes. Pretty dark, isn't it?
Paul, listen, if you don't tell me where we're going, I'll never speak to you again.
Is that a promise?
Where are we going?
We're going to the Clockwise.
The Clockwise?
Huh? What is it? It's a nightclub.
A nightclub?
Yes.
What are we going there for?
We're going there because... because I have an appointment.
An appointment? Who with?
With whom, darling?
Who with?
Oh, it's no use telling you, Steve. Because you won't believe me.
How do you know?
No, I know you won't.
Why don't you tell me and see?
All right, then. I have an appointment with Sir Felix Raybon. Yes.